bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot but, of a judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people up. If you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth and The Truth App.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. There is breaking news. I don't know if you've heard. I'm going to CNN.com. Conservative activist Charlie Kirk was shot and killed in Utah. You're already hearing people say silly comments about him being a conservative and dying. But anyway, this is going to cause a backlash. I hope not. Conservatives have to stop killing liberals. Liberals have to stop killing conservatives. We have to stop. We got to stop. CNN says Charlie Kirk, the conservative political activist and co-founder of Turning Point USA, was killed after being shot at an event at Utah Valley University. President Donald Trump confirmed Kirk's death on social media. The suspect in the shooting is not yet in custody, although earlier somebody said that the suspect was in custody. That's according to a spokesperson from the university, despite the school saying earlier that police had someone in custody. Trump previously praised Kirk as critical to his gain among young voters in last year's presidential election. And so, who is this guy? Well, as Trump remade the Republican Party, Kirk embodied the party's newfound populist conservatism in the social media age. Kirk's involvement began at the wake of the Tea Party movement and grew with Trump's ascendance, and having co-founded Turning Point in 2012 at the age of 18, Kirk was a prominent supporter of Trump who courted young voters and used his network of nonprofits to seek to turn out voters to campuses and churches for Trump in 2024. So he was answering questions at an event when a single pop was heard. Video taken by attendants showed the crowd screaming as Kirk recoils in his seat and appears to reach for his neck. The president and dozens of other of Kirk's allies, as well as Democrats who had sharp disagreements with him, posted well wishes and calls for prayer online. Kirk, an Illinois native, married Erica Franzve in 2021. The couple had two young children. Interesting. So Black people, you got to be careful. Remember we talked about how Trump was able to flip the working class? And, in all transparency, the lower class, people here in America, to vote for him. During a time in my lifetime when the working class, those who wanted civil rights to be one of the most important things, that since flipped to the Republican Party. And the narrative has been that the Democratic Party has now turned to being the party of the rich and the famous and the sports, entertainment, movie stars. And so Trump was able to move in and take advantage of, quote unquote, the political disparity in the minds of people who are poor or people who are lower middle class who believe that they were overlooked. The same way the Democratic Party did black people back in the 60s and 70s. But for this to happen, and so before we start pontificating, we don't know if it was a liberal that shot him. The way craziness is, it could be anybody. It might be a conservative. But we have to be careful not to let this start a back and forth. Because with that, somebody always loses. Somebody always ends up losing. And so when you look at MSNBC, CNN, Fox, BBC, they're all covering the shooting of Charlie Kirk. But what's this going to do to Trump's base? And that is what we need to remain aware of. What's going to happen if someone believes that somebody needs to pay for it, and if they can't get to the person, and depending on who the person is, too. If it ends up being somebody liberal or libertarian and not Republican, those fringe voters may try to make amends. And with emotions as high as they are throughout the world, with some of the things Israel just did the other day in Qatar, or Qatar. With the hostage being released from Hamas, or I'm sorry, Hezbollah. Is it by accident his organization was named Turning Point? Is this a turning point? Is this where we start to see the divide widen? Because I'm going to tell you, right now, I am not going anywhere where it's a predominantly Republican county or city. Staying right here. Staying right here in Milwaukee. Is it fear? No. Is it thinking I'm going to die? No. That's going to happen, and I really can't do anything about that. It's recognizing that there are people in the world that only have one word on their mind and heart when they become emotional and something happens to someone they like. They become irrational. They become fixated. And they do to others what they believe was done to them. The one thing everybody in America right now, today, with the death of Charlie Kirk, The one thing they need to fear is retaliation.
And that is Dr. Ken's Truth on the new 101.7 The Truth.
This is 101.7 The Truth's Kyle Wallace, and I am Milwaukee.
This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Did you know that it's a sin to covet? Baby, I can't help the fact you love it. No skin off my back. Wish that I could help resolve the pain that you've been holding on to. But it's so helpless if I'm the cause. Try to act like we were constant buddies. Ugly, just dodge the attack, and you really should be so ashamed. I caught you in the act, and now you won't forget I am the boss. Was the problem always me?
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, 833-212-1017 is the number. Yeah, I think it's about to get stupid. That's just me. I'm just one person. I'm just one guy, but it's about to get stupid. Talking text line. Hey, Kwanda, what's up? Hey, S.E. Mao. Who else is here? That one guy. LaRon Taylor said, I remember the president refusing to send condolences to Melissa Hartman's family. Was that the woman up in Minnesota? Okay. I don't. What does that have to do with this? I don't understand. Help me out, LaRon. See, here's the issue. Instead of arguing a point, we counter it with, well, what about that over there? Two different things. I don't know. Like, you know, but Trump not doing it shows the ridiculous partisan separation between people in America. It shows just how dumb it really is, because both sides do dumb things. But you can always tell a person's side because they always bash the other side. If two people are stupid and they're both, one is Republican and one is Democrat, they're stupid. Their political party means nothing. Your beliefs, keep them to yourself. But when people die, it was terrible what that fool did up in Minnesota. It's terrible what this fool did out in Utah. I don't care who you agree with or who you don't agree with. This is somebody's husband, wife, mother, father. Like, come on. Where's the humanity? Al said that should start when them people was raised to hate. All of them, like, these generalizations we make, right? But when a black person kills a white person, all of a sudden you want to talk about how they got mental health issues. But when a white person kills a black person, all of a sudden you want to talk about how terrible and they hate them. Did y'all say that when the Iranian girl got killed in Charlotte on the train by a dude with schizophrenia who should have never been on the street, to the point where his mother tried to get him committed and couldn't keep him committed involuntarily, and they released him and he ended up stabbing somebody and killing him? And you know the only reason they're talking about it is because she looks white, even though she's Iranian. She's Persian. Because when black people kill black people, nobody says anything. Nobody gets mad. Nobody protests. Nobody marches. Ain't nobody marching out here to stop street takeovers. Anybody marching around here for the homicide rate that's over 100? Not a one. Nobody. All these liberal folks that talk about how they love people and ain't marching for your black behind. They'll sit there and watch you kill each other. but let a white girl in Charlotte get stabbed, and it's all over the news. Trump's talking about he want to have him give him the death penalty. Somebody with mental illness? How dumb are you? Like, how dumb? Right or wrong, that's dumb. That's some Southern trash, right? We gonna put in the electric chair somebody who's mentally ill who committed a homicide. What? Makes no sense. Why? Because neither side of the aisle, Republican or Democrat, has the one thing they're supposed to have, the one thing they never, ever mention. They always mention integrity. They always mention character. But they never mention humanity. Just a God-given love of another person because they're a human being, regardless of what they did. Makes no sense. But then when you let them go and they do something, all of a sudden, we racialize it instead of looking at what the real issue is. The real issue wasn't when they started releasing people back in the 60s and 70s. The real issue isn't when we had to create organizations like NAMI because they just let homeless people. How you have a right to urinate and put feces all over the ground and live in a tent is weird to me, but evidently it's okay. And it's always okay until it's in your neighborhood. Then you want to do something about it. So to make a general statement about people hating people, that's on both sides. I've seen it and I've heard it. I heard it today. That's on both sides. And it's unfortunate because it lessens you as a human being when you wish another human being's death just because. For politics, idiotic. Absolutely, totally idiotic. No respect. Yeah, LaRon, you're right. She was a state rep. Horton was. Somebody said maybe this was retaliation. I don't know if it was retaliation. I don't know. Hey, Al, when I mention something, I ain't always talking about you. It ain't about you. So calm down. When I mention your name, I mention what you wrote. Calm down, dude. But it's stupidity. What karma is there? Like, what death did the Iranian girl, like, what death did the black man standing in front of the club on Water Street, why did he deserve to die? Quite possibly trying to kill somebody else. Karma? Sometimes bad things happen. And it has nothing to do with karma. You weren't owed anything. It just is what it is. And it's unfortunate. But when you start assigning things to it that make no sense and have nothing to do with it, I lose respect for you. Somebody said, humanity has left the building. Dr. King throwing stones. But you know, I lived in a glass house where people threw stones at me. For 30 years. So I can take it. Can you? LaRon said, that's not two different things. Political violence is unacceptable. How about any violence is unacceptable? Any violence. It amazes me how the hatred of one man consumes a person that if we could just have you hate homicide in Milwaukee, think of how great this city would be. If you hated people who kill people that look like you and people that commit the crime that look like you, the way you hate Donald Trump, think of how this city would be. But we're too busy playing politics. Makes no sense at all. Makes no sense at all. No violence whatsoever. None. Zero. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you believe. I don't care what you think. No other person should. What's the word I'm looking for? Tweak you emotionally that you pull out a gun and shoot somebody, let alone for politics. Like, let alone like, do we really have to add up? I'm gonna say, you know, we got drugs, we got money, we got love, men and women, and politics. Like, really? Politics? What I gotta do is turn around and walk away. Put your earbuds in and turn on some music. I don't hear them no more. We kill people. What if the guy ends up being an atheist? Then what? And says he killed him because he don't believe in God. Like, whatever reason. There is no reason that makes any sense to kill another human being. And I'm going to complain about that. I'm going to complain about Charlotte. But what I'm really going to do when I'm done, when I come back, is I want to look at these two deaths of two people. I want to talk about a tale of the death of two black men and how the reaction to one versus the reaction to the other was the same that we got in Charlotte. Perceived white girl with blonde hair, and all of a sudden everybody lost their lunch. Oh my God, it's terrible. You don't say that's terrible when black people kill each other in Charlotte, when black people kill each other in Chicago, New York, LA, Milwaukee. Why are you so up in arms about Charlotte? You've got mentally ill people all over the country, and you do nothing about them. Oh, that's right. I guess when you kill your own, you're fine. The one guy said, in a society where guns are part of our culture, how do we get around this? It's the person, not the gun. If we wasn't shooting people, we'd be stabbing people. Then we got to get rid of the knives and the forks. Then what are we going to use? A pen. Like, at some point, you got to control the person. It's the making the person accountable for what they did. Introducing gun safety at schools is not going to stop people from shooting somebody when you decide to shoot somebody. It's the individual. And if you take away the gun, that's like taking away a person's money because they spend too much. How's that supposed to help them? That's just me. Makes no sense. 833-212-1017 is the number. I want to know what you think. And when we come back, I'm sorry, she's Ukrainian. Thank you, Fonz. Appreciate it. When we come back, a tale of two dead men. We're going to talk about it. That and your thoughts.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. You know, you can stream and watch us live on YouTube at 1017thetruth.com. Make sure you subscribe and hit the notification bell so you never miss a minute of a live show. But what you really need to do, is download the app, because then you get special truth giveaways and all that. You can get the app at Apple Store or Google Play Store. 833-212-1017 is the number. So let me hit this talking text line. Some of y'all was talking kind of, Some of y'all was talking kind of reckless. Reckless. Did I do? Okay. All right. Better education, maybe? No. We talked about it on Roundtable yesterday, too. Education is important, but we can't put everything in school, because then you end up not knowing your reading, your writing, and your arithmetic. That's really what you're in school for. History and civics and econ and all that. We're not here to talk about gun safety and maybe learn how to drive a car so you don't be like that fool the other day. And my top five at five is going to cover some ideas I have that I ended up being proven correct about the killer of the two Marquette University lacrosse team members. So I'm just saying. My headphones always get tangled up. because I tangle them up. And that's just one of those things. Tinsel said one way to do this is more strict laws. But then that'll start to change the entire dynamic of this country. Well, no, you don't need more strict laws. You just need to enforce the ones you have. But I'm in agreement with part of that because part of everything comes down to policy. The reason why the police aren't able to stop people from doing street takeovers and all that is because policy. And so then when things go bad in the city with police, fire, public service, city administration, you should be blaming the people that made the policy. The elected officials in the city council and the mayor. But we don't do that because they point to somebody else. You're not doing your job. I have no tools to do my job. It's like being a welder. And you have everything you need to make fire except that thing you use to spark. And if you can't make a spark, it don't matter how many tools you have, what kind of glasses you got, what training you've had, what certificates you have. If you can't make a spark, it's not going to happen. That policy is that spark. And we don't have it. We don't have the laws in place to stop it. It's always one of two things to stop anything. Create a law to stop it or enforce the law to stop it. It always comes down to policy. It's not by accident Concordia University, Wisconsin's major is not criminal justice, but it's justice and public policy. Because when you understand the policy behind something, the statutes, the laws, the history, you understand how it got to be what it is. You also realize that all the things that are going on in all the cities, whether they're as if the city matters if it's red or blue. That's dumb. Well, it's more important to die in a red city than a blue city. It's more important to die in a blue city than a red. Makes no sense. We're arguing idiocy. Meanwhile, people are still dying. Meanwhile, we're shooting people 200 yards away. Think about that. And killing them. For something they said or did or political persuasion, as if it's okay for another human being to die. Whether you like them or not, whether you respect them or not, whether you agree with them or not, if you are happy that another human being died, something's wrong with you. There is something fundamentally wrong with you. Laron said, but hey, God is in control, right? Is that a trash statement or what? Well, what is that? See, I like that too. When bad things happen, we blame God. When good things happen, we blame God. Meanwhile, people got free will and they can be stupid if they want to. That simple guy says, simple moral is not stealing, is not followed. I think society is experiencing a breakdown of morals. Yes, because it comes with the family. And when you don't have certain things in your family, notice I said family. I didn't say husband and wife, because you can have one parent or two parents. If you don't have certain things in your family, these types of things can happen. It's ridiculous. And then we're saying things like adding dumb stuff. Selfishness, greed has taken over in life for capitalism. What? Ridiculousness. Just dumb. Whoever wrote that is an idiot. Whoever wrote that is an idiot. It's crazy. Makes no sense. And feel free to call me an idiot too. I'm open to it. Been there, done that. Got the t-shirt. But I get it. People are frustrated. People are mad. People are upset. For politics? You're kidding. For politics. Makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. For politics. So here's the deal. Two stories. Both stories end in tragedy. Well, technically all three. Both men were killed at the hands of somebody else. One black, one white. One was one white person. The other one was a group of three and one white guy. Should race matter in your actions? Well, depends. New York, in Milwaukee. We forgot about Daniel Penny. Remember Daniel Penny? Who cares about Daniel Penny? The name you should remember is Jordan Neely. May 1st, 2023, Jordan Neely, 30-year-old homeless man, killed after being put in a chokehold by Daniel Perry, a 24-year-old United States Marine Corps veteran, while riding the New York City subway. Was supposed to have been threatening people verbally. And Penny is bigger than Jordan Neely. Approached him from behind and grabbed him. He wasn't moving towards anybody, didn't have a weapon, screaming and hollering because he had what? Mental health issues. People had seen him on the train before. He always hollered like that, but he thought, right? Self-righteous white guy decided he was going to save everybody's life, puts him in a chokehold, and kills him. Kills him. Declared dead after being transported to the hospital. Charged with second-degree manslaughter. Released on bond. People start raising money for this knucklehead. Went to trial. Manslaughter charge was dismissed on the request of the prosecution. The jury deadlocked, and then he was acquitted. Thank goodness he's got a wrongful death suit by Neely's father because he had no business putting his hands on him. You weren't saving anybody in that train because he wasn't attacking anybody in the train. Makes no sense at all. Homicide by chokehold. Speaking of chokehold, Devontae Mitchell, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. No prison time for four charged in the death of Devontae Mitchell outside a Milwaukee hotel. Four former hotel employees pleaded guilty in connection to last year's death. All avoided prison time and were sentenced to basically time served, put on probation. What'd he die from? Restraint asphyxia and toxic effects of cocaine and methamphetamine. Sentenced the security guard, suspended 2 years of prison, and gave him 2 years of probation. Swanson, I mean, so basically, both got choked, both died. Found the white guy not guilty. So watch this. They can never go back and try him. And they found the four guys here guilty because they pleaded guilty. Don't you find that amazing? Dead is dead. Where's the national outcry? Who cares? But when wee little Ukrainian girl with blonde hair gets killed, all heck breaks loose around the world. She just got here. She was turning her life around. And because she's blonde-haired, blue-eyed, you knew they were going to turn the world upside down for her. The problem was, the first thing the mayor says is, well, she seemed like she really didn't care about the victim because the first thing she said was about the 34-year-old DeCarlos Brown Jr., whose parents said he shouldn't have never been on the street in the first place. They tried to get him institutionalized because he has schizophrenia. And he refused to get it treated. How would that look if he'd have stabbed a black girl or a black guy? Would we be hearing about this? No. Would we be talking about this? Me, possibly. But at some point, if we're not going to do anything about it, then let's just shut it all down. Let people run. What was the name of that movie where, you know, The Purge? Just set up a purge one night a week. We can get rid of all your friends. We can even get rid of Al. What's up, Al? Al? You're on the line.
Oh, hey, what's up?
So you ain't even listening.
Hey.
Man, I set myself up and I'm arguing with you on the talking text and I set you up perfect and you dropped the ball.
No, I just was gonna say good luck. That's all.
Oh, I know.
What I was gonna I was just going to say, you know, my heart, you know, goes out to his family. But what I never could understand is the foundation has already been laid. So why or hope people don't start playing victim? Because, you know, and on a Second Amendment and, you know, black people are always used as the...
What do you mean play victim? Well, I don't understand what you mean by play victim.
Well, you know how... Well, my thing is they kick off all this ruckus, and then when the rubber band pop back, now they're the victim. And I never could understand that. Everybody has a right to live in peace and harmony. Everybody has a right to be happy. But for some reason, this group of people is doing this. This group of people is doing that. But then when it comes to their own people, we have a moment of silence. We don't want to talk about it. But then when it comes to another group of people who look like us, they the reason. But when you look at history and where we are today, no, we've never been the reason.
You know, Al,
I'm just trying to.
You know, Al, I wish you wouldn't generalize, but be specific about what it is you're talking about. Because when you generalize about people, I don't think that's fair. Because you're including people that don't have any business being in that group.
Well, I do it like this. Charlie Kirk always using black people. We're not shooting up at school. We're not raping little kids. We're not trying to impregnate 5-year-old boys named Cody.
Time out. What do you mean using? I don't understand what that means, using black people.
Well, Charlie Kirk always said, well, you know, there's no father in a house or something, reference to gang. You need to look at your own people, Charlie.
You know there's more white people that ain't got fathers in a house than us, so that's...
I understand that, but he needs to talk about them white folks and leave black people out of them. Black people just want peace. That's all we want. We want peace.
If that were the case, the homicide rate wouldn't be over 100 in Milwaukee. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but that's still, No.
You're not going to mitigate 100 people dead. Like, there's no way you can argue like that's different.
Well, we ain't the ones showing up for raping kids.
What that got to do with homicide? What does that got to do with homicide? What does that have to do with homicide? There's a person with a dead family member there, and you're talking about at least it's not child molestation? Man, get out of here.
Dr. Ken.
Yes, sir.
That's not our problem. You reap what you sow. And all that evilness, that white stuff sucker put out here. That ain't our problem.
So all the black dead people reaped what they sowed?
No, that's totally different. We don't put out all that hate.
See, that's the problem. You got to apply it to everybody. You got to apply it to everybody.
We don't put it out there like
that. Not everything is karma or tit for tat. Sometimes in life, bad stuff happens.
Yes, but that ain't nothing to deal with the white. Okay. They put that energy out there. Now they got to deal with it.
All right.
And their kids, too.
Thank you,
Mom. Have a great day.
You, too.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Kali, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Hello, Dr. Ken. I'm ready for the smoke. I kind of want to disagree with you, but I also want to say I do agree with a lot that you do say.
That's fine.
I want to start with the... No, I feel you. I feel you. I want to start with this. I think we as black Americans have to choose our fights. You know, a lot of times we get involved in things which distract, take energy, which I consider money, take intelligence, which I consider can be applied to the black community even more. and we get involved in these things that don't involve our issues. Now, I understand what you're saying. You named off black people and you named off this white woman. Brother, we know the white woman gonna get the benefit of the doubt. That why are we arguing about that? What does that serve us to argue for that? And what I mean by that is energy is money. Intellect is money. Time spent on an issue translates to money. Stuff that can be invested back into the black community.
Like what?
Now, I will be the... Brother, okay, we got to look at that woman getting killed on that train as a racial issue. That's a black man standing up stabbing her in the neck.
Is it a racial issue or is it a mental health issue? Because I don't look at it as a
racial
issue.
Automatically a racial issue.
How?
We know the white girl going to get the benefit. It's going to, I'm agreeing with your point.
Okay, I get
it. The white girl going to get the benefit of the doubt.
But
I would say we need to deal more with what our issues are.
Which are what? What issues do we need to deal with?
Let's deal with ours. Let's forget the immigration argument. Let's forget a lot of the disparities because we know they're going to exist. We know they're out there. Keep debating them does nothing. I think the facts are we need to improve us.
Yep, I agree.
I mean, I think this is the first time we agreed.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Because I've said the same thing. You can use whatever name you want, but I've said the same thing. The exact same thing. So at some point, we need to just move forward, stop comparing ourselves to white people, stop comparing ourselves. Well, they have this and we have that and they have this. Why don't you just go get yours? But for some reason, we won't.
It's not that simple, but it is that simple.
Well, time out. I mean, you just said something that was pretty simple, but when I say it, it's not that simple. Explain. You got 1 minute.
No. I agree. No. The answer is not that simple. What you said is. It's straightforward and to the point, but that doesn't translate into it being factual.
It most certainly does.
I mean, to speak it is one thing.
You take care of your family. You go to work, raise your kids, teach them the right way to live, teach them to respect other people.
Amen.
That's how you do it.
Yeah,
it's very simple, but when you don't, this is what we get. We get street takeovers. We get homicides. We get kids not going to school, not learning, people not complaining about the things they should complain about, but complaining about politics where they can do nothing but have one vote. It's if you took care of your money.
Well,
I
think it's deeper than
the vote. Of course it's deeper
too.
Than that. But at some point, anyway, we got about 30 seconds. Go ahead.
No, but I'm always glad to talk to you. I mean, I always wish you the best. And
same
here. Everybody deserves a seat at the table.
Not everybody.
Yes, they do, brother. Comes to mind is Meech. Everybody gets mad at Meech. But you know what, brother? He deserves a seat at the table. He deserves a seat at the table, whether you agree with him or not. This is black.
I gotta go. I got 10 seconds. Gotta roll.
All right.
Talk to you later. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Top 5 at 5 up next.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.